Hey, I know an Olympian.
Do you?
I know him.
Do you really?
Come on, you don't know any Olympians.
Well, I mean, I kind of know an Olympian.
Sure you do.
Okay, well, maybe not.
I know an Olympian.
I kind of know an Olympian. So here's how this started. We kick around ideas after each show, which basically means we're talking to other people who wander by the office. And then we planned the next day's show carefully. And one of the things that came up was Sandberg said that her dad used to take them to the ski jump situation and throw them down the ski jump. Sandberg, is that what happened?
Pretty much.
So, on skis?
What'd you land on?
Can we bring your dad in for this?
Yeah, I think Dick's on the line.
Hey, Dick, how you been?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Nice to talk to you again. So you would throw the girls down the ski jump?
That's a bit of an embellishment.
All right, so explain how this came about.
It came about because I had read for years that this Norgi ski jumping club was almost in our backyard, 15 miles away in Cary, Illinois. And one weekend, it was late January every year, they just had it recently. I decided to, Debbie and I took the girls down there, and Katie actually knew one of the athletes. He was the dad of a fellow gymnast of hers. So,
okay.
So by extension, we know Mike Glasdier, Kevin Bickner, and Casey Larson, although none of them were even born at that time.
We've been to the place.
Because right. You've been to the place where they could actually perfect their craft.
Exactly. And the amazing thing is, even though it was an international sort of competition, it really wasn't all that well attended. I don't think there was more than 1,000 people, maybe, milling around
really?
In the countryside in this rickety old ski jump, which I understand they've replaced since. And the training facilities and everything are apparently state-of-the-art. But when we were there, it was kind of rustic at best, let's put it that way.
Well, Dick, I know how much you love your daughters. And wouldn't it be fun to do a reunion where you take them out there now and throw them down the ski jump one more time?
That would be outstanding. I'm not sure I could get either one of them to cooperate with that, though.
My sister, Katie, is obsessed with the Olympics, Olympic athletes, etc. And she is upset that she cannot remember going to this, knowing that there's Olympians from there now.
Well, how old was she?
At the time, let's see, about 10.
What do you mean she can't remember?
She can't remember. She remembers us being forced to go watch snowmobiles or something race on ice.
That was motorcycles.
Motorcycles, but she can't remember the ski jumping.
That's hilarious.
And it was a fun packed day. We went to the ski jump event, went and bought a sled, went to a very good sledding hill.
Oh, that's right.
and then out to dinner. And when we were telling Katie this a couple weeks ago, she said, wow, it sounds like my kind of day. I can't believe I don't remember it.
You know, though, in her defense, parents sometimes will say, how can you not remember, blah, blah,
blah. Hold on. Now you're sucking up to her sister? It's not just sucking up to Sandberg?
I like Katie. I think she's super nice. I love her. I love the
Sandberg
sisters.
This isn't about Katie being nice. This is about Katie remembering an important day.
But, Steve, it's sometimes hard. I mean, you don't remember what you had for dinner last night, do you?
Here's the deal, Dick. I took Amy Cochran, my daughter, to Game 7 of the World Series in 1991, thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be so special. She's going to remember this forever. One of the greatest games in baseball history. 1-0 in 10 innings. Just her and Dad at the World Series. Well, she was 3.5. Of course she didn't remember it.
Right.
But Katie was 10.
Exactly.
I'm just as disappointed as you are, Dick.
Yeah, well, and I think Katie was so obsessed and driven about her gymnastics and her schoolwork that I don't think there was enough space in her head to remember.
That's nice. Oh, poor Katie.
Hey, Steve, do you see we have Annette and McHenry? She kind of knows an Olympian as well.
Oh, let's go there. Let's find out. Annette, how do you kind of know an Olympian?
My brother-in-law has a niece who is married to T.J. Oshie, the hockey star from the last...
Oh, Lauren Oshie. Sure. I follow her on Instagram. She's amazing.
Yeah, T.J. Oshie, who used to be with the Blues.
I do know Lauren, and I've met their daughter.
Oh, their daughters are so cute.
He's just not been able to be at the functions where the family is together because he's a hockey player.
Sure.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good kind of known Olympian. Let's give her an app gift card for that.
Okay, we can do that. I would recommend anyone follow Lauren on Instagram. It's Lauren Oshie. She gives a lot of shopping tips. And these kids, she's the one that dressed her kids for Halloween as Donald Trump and Melania. And the little one was Donald Trump and has these cheeks. And it's fantastic. So
You know, what's funny is that whole chunk you just talked about is one more thing that Dick and I don't understand.
I know.
All right. Listen, Dick, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I hate that your voice is deeper than mine, but I love you having me on.
Oh, I wasn't. I thought we were kind of at the same pitch. But
Nah, I appreciate it. Nice try. That's Sandberg's dad, who Andre also is sucking up to. Right, Andre?
Bye, Dick. I love when you come on the show. Thank you. And I'll go snow throwing with you anytime.
Snow throwing.
I'll look forward to that.
Okay, we'll have snow to lunch throwing. Soon.
Thank you, Andre.
You're the best.
We'll play some golf, too.
I'd love to golf with you.
There you go.
Yes.
We got to do that. We will do.
That we can do.
Yeah. All right. We need a break before headlines?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Quick break. We're back with the headlines in a moment on 720 WGN.